belongs to God? Maybe that seems like an easy question. Because we might say, well, everybody who believes in him. Of course, the church is made up of all who truly believe in Christ. That's the sort of thing we learn in confirmation. Well, now ask the question then, what does it mean to believe in God? And now the question is, now the answer is not quite so easy. Because we find that there are all sorts of answers to that question, all kinds of different ideas of what it means to believe. In our gospel reading for today, we meet the mother and brothers of Jesus, who are standing outside wanting to speak with him. And we might imagine that the mothers and brothers of Jesus are the kind of people who should just automatically believe in God, that they're the kind of people who would believe in Jesus almost by default. I mean, why not? They're related to him. And yet, they want to speak with him because they don't understand fully who he is. As the other Gospels tell us, they regard Jesus in this moment as out of his mind, as somebody needing to be corrected. And John tells us very plainly in John chapter 7, not even his brothers believed in him. Despite their blood relationship to Jesus, they did not belong to him. Well, thankfully, this has to be an exception, right? I mean, this isn't the kind of thing that we need to worry about, because who would imagine themselves to be like this? Who would imagine, besides someone crazy, that they're a blood relation of Jesus? We don't need to worry about it at all, right? Well, before we dismiss it, though, Christians, let us stop and reflect on these things. And then we can see that this idea of believing in God by default is a temptation that's not so far away as we might think. I might be tempted to say, for example, I've been a Christian my whole life. I went to a Christian school. My parents took me to church frequently when I was growing up. My grandparents were Christians. My great-grandparents were Christians. They have been Christians as far back as we can trace. And my family's been a part of this church since its founding. It's been here for generations. Certainly, that must mean something. Or maybe even something as broad as saying we live in a Christian culture. Most everybody I know is one form of Christian or another, even if they don't always go to church. And our laws and our institutions are all based largely on the Bible. Surely that must count for something. Surely that means that I belong to God. But if Jesus' own immediate family did not believe in him, Christians, at least at first, why should we think that our situation is somehow any different? Belonging to God is not a matter of blood or of family or of culture, as important as those things are. Nobody is saved because grandma was a Christian. Rather, God calls on each one of us to repent and to believe in the gospel, to individually turn after him and seek him above all things, so that you can hold on to this as the truth, so that you individually believe these things. Jesus' brothers and sisters and mother are not there by default, but come through individual faith. But of course, then we need to ask, well, what does individual faith mean? And I ask this because there's plenty of people who, for a lack of a better word, admire Jesus. People will say Jesus is a very great teacher. People will say even that he speaks the truth. Gandhi, for example, very famously said that he respected Jesus very highly, even though he was by no means a Christian, and he didn't think very highly of Christians at all. And Muslims, of course, regard Jesus as being one of the greatest prophets who ever lived. But this admiration for Jesus, this respect for him, is hardly limited to other religions. I mean, just go to the bookstore, for example. You'll find all kinds of books there talking about how they want to show what Jesus really taught. They're going to reclaim Jesus from those fundamentalists, those racists, whatever they want to call them, and show that Jesus really thinks like they do. Jesus was really a liberal, you see, and he taught all the things that I think are right. But people only think this way because they have a high opinion of Jesus. They recognize he's a great man, and they want to, and they are drawn to his greatness. And so they look for anything that they can latch onto to make him one of their own. But of course, Christians, this can happen in a way much closer to us. Someone might say that they are a Christian. They claim to follow after God. They say that what God says is true. They say, I believe what the Bible says, even to the point of agreeing with it. But then they turn away and forget everything that they just heard. To them, faith is something like thinking very highly about Jesus, saying a lot of nice things about him, holding him in very high esteem, even saying that he's right, but not listening to anything that he says. Faith, for them, ends at their opinion of Jesus. But faith is not a matter of what we think about Jesus on a scale of 1 to 10 Christians. Faith is something more. Faith lays hold of Christ. Faith believes in the one whom the Father has sent. It listens to his voice, so that we see him not only as the one who happens to believe all the same things that I do, but rather to see him as one who speaks what is true, even when it hurts me to hear it. Faith says not only that this man speaks the truth, but it also says that this man is God who is the truth. Jesus' brothers and sisters and mother are not just those who respect Jesus, but those who truly believe. Of course, that brings us then to our last point. What is a true faith? Because even here, Christians, we are tempted to go astray. Someone might say, yes, I believe in God. Yes, I listen to Jesus. Yes, I believe everything that the Bible says. Yes, I go to church regularly. I read the Bible when I can. I try to pray when I get the chance. I'm baptized. I take the Lord's Supper, and so forth. Surely this means that I am a Christian. And yet their hearts remain far from me. Why? Because faith has become something external to them, and not something that comes from within. They hear and they read all of these things, even regularly, and yet their hearts are not changed. They hear what Jesus says about forgiveness, and yet refuse to forgive. They hear what Jesus says about purity, and yet refuse to change their ways. They hear what Jesus says about loving your neighbor, and choose to hate their neighbor instead. They say they believe in Jesus, but they walk in a way contrary to him. But faith is not just something external, Christians. Faith is not just a matter of words. Rather, as Jesus says, the one who does the will of the Father is his brother and sister and mother. And what is that will? Well, as we hear in 1 Thessalonians 4, this is the will of God, your sanctification. God's will is that we walk in holiness and in truth, God's will is that our actions match our words, so that we not only listen to what God says, but we actually do it. We seek to change what is contrary to Him, and we seek to continue doing what is right. We ask for forgiveness when we fail, and we ask for the strength to do what we should. Jesus' brother and sister and mother do not just call Him Lord, but make Him Lord over all things. So belonging to God is not something that happens by default, Christians, but by faith. It does not happen by thinking highly of Jesus, but by believing in Him. And it does not happen just by hearing, but also by doing. Because as Jesus says, whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us our sins and lead us to walk in your way so that we may truly be part of your family, both now and in eternity.